Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm so grateful that you're here, so thankful that you are being blessed by the Lord by going through the Word of God verse by verse, line by line, precept by precept. And God thought every one of these things are important to our lives. And so we want to go to Him in prayer and ask Him to add these truths to our lives, and particularly the verse today. It's been one of my favorite all my life. And so let's pray together. Heavenly Father, it is a joy when we come to these precipice points in your word where they're really like life verses, and this is one of those today. And so we ask that you'd add its truth to our life through your Holy Spirit, Lord, and then empower us not only to think about this verse, but actually to follow through on it, understanding that we really can do everything through Christ that strengthens us. We bless you and we thank you today, and we thank you again for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is All Things Through Christ. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. After declaring to the Philippians his ability to be content, regardless of his circumstances within which Paul the apostle found himself, he told them he knew how to be humbled, exalted, full, hungry, abounding, and suffering need. In chapter 4 and verse 13 of his letter to the Philippians, he wrote why he's able to be content with all these things. We read, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. The verse begins, I can do all things. When we first look at the example of Paul, who was able to be content no matter what his circumstances were, we might wonder if anyone could actually manage that ability. For Paul, his statement was, I can. And not only could he do some things, but his declaration is that he could do all things. In other words, there was nothing that was impossible to him. And when this idea is put into the context of the verse, Paul knew though his situations may change, he was going to be able to manage them. The verse continues, through Christ which strengthens me. After making his boast that he could do all things, Paul gave the Philippians the reason for his ability. Through Christ. This was not something he could do on his own. It was because of Christ and his empowering, which strengthens me, which means endued with strength, strengthened to receive strength, be strengthened, increase in strength, that Paul could declare these things. When things, no matter how adverse they were, came into Paul's life, he relied upon the only one who could give him the strength to manage through them. Jesus Christ. What or whom in whom do we rely upon when times of adversity come? Do we have assurance or doubt when it comes to all things in our lives? Paul the Apostle teaches us through this verse that we may know the source of our strength whenever we are overwhelmed by our circumstances and situations. Perhaps we have difficulties and troubles for which there seems to be no solution. And we may wonder if we can endure such hardship. We must gather our strength from the Lord. It may be that we are troubled over a loved one in our lives, and we wonder if anything will ever change in this situation. We must gather our strength from the Lord. Perhaps it's a job, our economy, our health, or other circumstances that have affected us. We must gather our strength in the Lord. As we realize our own inability to handle all things and rely upon His ability to manage all things, we will know a closeness with God in times of difficulties that is unmatched by any other in this world. Next time, Paul commends the Philippians again for their care for him. So read ahead. We shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word. In Jesus' name,